Northland College junior Zachary Peterson says he and other students organized the event to get people working together.
We just have to team up and tackle this issue because no one can do it alone.
Bill Vino agrees. He founded a group called Ashland Cares last fall. Since then, Vino says they've been handing out food, water, and blankets to the homeless. He says they recently became a nonprofit with the goal of raising $225,000 to buy a building.
Our main purpose is to be a homeless shelter, you know, provide housing in that shelter, provide meals.
The Northwest Wisconsin Community Services Agency encountered 550 people who were homeless or at risk for becoming homeless in Ashland last year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.